thebuddhisttome.com. Welcome. I'm your host, Tony Teolis, and we're keeping track of things to do for a better life. Today is February 5th, 2012. This is episode 43 of the To-Do List Home podcast. Ride on a bike safely and save money. Coming to you from Northern Virginia in the USA. More information on this podcast and others can be found at todolisthome.com. The song of the day is White Unicorn by Wolf Mother, recorded on Wolf Mother from 2006. Have a listen through the link that can be found in the show notes. What drives this? This is our way of paying back years of using the internet for research, learning and improving permaculture techniques to help build community, sufficiency, and reliance. Retiring at age 55 or younger, and thesurvivalpodcast.com. Go to thesurvivalpodcast.com today and learn how to live the good life if times get bad or even if they don't. Todolisthome.com is your stop for home and life projects. We save you money and time. Connect with us. Listen to us on iTunes and podcasts. Watch the To-Do List Home videos on our YouTube channel, Tokyo73. Follow us on Twitter and be our friend on Facebook. Links to all these sites are at todolisthome.com. You'll find files that you can download for your to-do lists. Share your to-do list ideas with us. Our home projects and endeavors for making a better life become stories of how we put past experiences and research together to present you with home, work, and life projects with a purpose. It's not always important what we do, but it should always be important why we do things, especially if we are trying to make a better life. On our to-do list today is ride on a bike safely and save money. I began the To-Do List Home podcast and website a year ago come March, and episode 1, Bike Safely, Save Money, is how I began. It's now episode 43 and time to revisit biking and bike safety. It's interesting to note that in 11 months I've only published 60 posts and 43 episodes, but more than 50% of the material I have published was done over the past 7 weeks. I'm going to continue with a schedule of publishing new material every other day. It's February and usually cold and wet here in Northern Virginia these days. Even though it's winter, I still ride my bike every day to the local bus stop on my way to work. I only have to ride about 1.5 miles or 2 kilometers to the bus stop, but it's not an easy ride at 6 a.m. and especially in the winter. I only have one major intersection, but my awareness to inattentive drivers cannot be underestimated. The mornings are usually dark now, and the evening ride home is always dark. It takes me some time, but I finally got around to purchasing a wonderful LED light that I wear on my helmet for extreme visibility. It has certainly made a huge difference in letting all the drivers know that I am on the road too. I can't believe I've been riding for 8 years without this awesome light. I link to it and the other items I discuss in today's show notes at the todolisthome.com website. To aid in driver awareness of my presence, I also wear a bright yellow vest over my winter coat. During the spring, summer, and fall, when the weather's a little warmer, I have a nice full coat that's bright yellow in color that I wear when I ride my bike. My bike has to sit in the rain many days throughout the year while I'm at work, and I am just now thinking of making a cover for it in advance of the coming spring rains. Although I keep it under cover when not in use, my bike does incur a bit of wear and tear, and it's important to keep it well maintained. I try to make the time necessary for maintenance when required, and that's not hard to do, but a few times throughout the year I have to do some more time-consuming maintenance. In the summer I replaced the original chain of this old bike I got on Craigslist 4 years ago. I was having difficulty maintaining good chain traction and experienced some minor gear slipping. After a few weeks of riding like that, I decided to replace the chain. I had put it off for so long because I never replaced a chain before and was a little intimidated about making a mistake. It turned out that replacing the chain on my own was rather simple and only required the extra purchase of a chain tool. As soon as it was replaced, I noticed a great difference in the ability to switch gears and have the skipping of the gears come to a halt. I put on new brakes a year ago, and I've been dealing with squeaking and weak brakes for the past few weeks. Today, I finally got around to replacing them with new Aztec brakes that I linked to in today's show notes. The brakes no longer squeak, and I have much improved stopping power now. When I lived in the apartment, I was able to hop on a bus right outside my door whenever inclement weather proved to be too challenging for the 3-mile bike ride. But for going on 4 years now, I don't have the convenience of a bus stop in front of my house. And since my ride is half of what it used to be, I almost always opt for the bike versus walking or taking the one vehicle we have to be parked in an unsafe metro garage all day. Driving my vehicle to work is never an option, unless I happen to have passengers, which is very rare. So relying on a bike requires riding in the rain a lot. I had always used a rain-resistant shell from an old winter coat as protection from the rain, and then I had to cover my backpack with a trash bag. This was usually a time-consuming effort in the time-constrained mornings, but I always persevered. But too many times I would end up getting on a bus with wet pants because the shell was more like a raincoat and did not provide full body protection. Last September's rains were really too much for me, and I promised myself I would get something better. I finally broke down last month and purchased a Valdepino poncho made for biking. I had put this off for so long because the resources I previewed were either too expensive or did not appear like they would do a good job of waterproofing my ride. Bike ponchos were also hard to find because biking is really not as mainstream in American culture as it should be. Vald is a German company, and they provide products for a biking culture. After giving up on some web resources that had bike ponchos, I came across the Vald Valdepino poncho on Amazon.com, and I linked to this awesome product in today's show notes. I've used the poncho 3 times so far in the past couple of weeks, and I cannot speak more highly of it. It is large enough to easily fit over my backpack and includes handles that make for easy gripping of the handlebars. It also has a hood and front pocket for storing any important, easy-to-grab items, as well as a clip for an extra light. It's orange in color, and that serves as a visibility aid to all drivers near me. It's also very lightweight and easy to shake off the rain and store in my bag. No longer do I have to go to work with wet clothes. With my flashing helmet light, lights in the front and back, and the big bright orange poncho, I feel safer than ever when I take to the road in the rain. Biking is very important to us because we only have one vehicle and I'm the person in charge of everything for it, from putting in the petrol to maintaining it to making sure all insurance and inspections are up to date. Over a 1-year period, car maintenance and fuel costs are reaching approximately $2,200. Trying to keep up with those costs and the time for a second vehicle have never been a reasonable option for us, so I bike and I love it. I also save $4.75 every day by not parking in an unsafe metro garage all day. That's another $1,200 we save per year. When I lived in Japan, I didn't bike because biking is much more popular in Japan and space is much more at a premium. So the train stations there charge people every day to park their bike. I don't think we will ever reach that level in America, but at least for now I can park my bike anywhere for free. Driving cars is so embedded in some outdated American version of what it means to be free, but car driving in America seems to be more of a trap than anything else. I know that when I drive, I am in my own world and everyone else out there is in my way to get wherever it is I'm going. Most other drivers feel the same way. Drivers are in a hurry to get from point A to point B, and if they are not on the phone, there are a myriad of other distractions that keep them from experiencing the environment that they are so speedily passing by. Car deaths were 32,708 in America in 2010, and have been trending down since 2006, but they are still far too numerous to ignore. When I bike, I diminish my chances of being involved in unnecessary accidents. As oil became more expensive, biking began to make some inroads into the American transportation landscape, but there is still a long road ahead. Oil prices will still continue to rise, and paychecks will still continue to shrink. I choose to research such trends and make plans for where I want to be with my savings and health in the future. Biking to work is integral to that plan, and I hope you consider biking as an alternative means of transportation when possible. But remember to be safe first and foremost. Be sure to see the links in today's show notes, especially How Not to Get Hit by Cars by Michael Bluejay. That's it for today. Now go and do something useful and do it safely.